这一章圣经只有14节，所以我们把这一章全章都读完。
We'll read the whole chapter because only has 14 verses.
我还是请弟兄读单数的，姊妹们读双数的。
Alternating between brothers and sisters.
好，弟兄，你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起声来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。
他们渐渐寻求我，乐意明白我的道，好像行义的国民，不离弃他们神的恩典典章，向我求问公义的话语，以悦亲近神。
他们说，我们进食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻骨己心，你为何不理会呢？看哪、
And drive hard all your workers.
勒比人为你们做苦工。
你们进食却不上真机，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日进食，不得使你们的声音并闻于上。
He said, a fast like this, which I choose, a day for a man to humble himself. This is for bowing one's head like a reed, and for spreading out sackcloth and ashes as a bed. Will you call this a fast, even in a acceptable day to the Lord? Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house, when you see the naked to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry, and He will say, Here I am. If you remove the yoke from your midst, anointing of the fingers and speaking wickedness.
And
the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your desire in scorched places and give strength to your bones. You will be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. If because of the Sabbath you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, then shall honor it, desisting from your own ways, from speaking your own pleasure, and speaking your own words.
There
are a few supplementary verses.
Gospel
according to John, chapter 4.
23-24节
Verses 23-24
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。那个诚实可以翻作真，也可以翻作实际。
Word worship in truth can be worship.In reality,
用心灵和实际来拜他。
Must worship in spirit and reality.
我们再读十六章。
John chapter 16,
十三节和十四节。
Verses 13 and 14.
好，
But when He, the Spirit of reality comes, He will guide you into all truth. But He will not speak on His own initiative. Whatever He hears, He will speak.
He will lead you into all the truth.
自动到真理的圣经来了，
他要引导你们进入一切的实际。 第14节说到， 他要荣耀主耶稣， 因为他要将授予我的都告诉你们。 圣灵就把从主所接受的一切都告诉我们。
discloses everything he received from the Lord.
再读一处，就是约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书第5章第7节。
First John chapter 5, verse 7.
好，并且有圣灵做见证， 因为圣灵就是真理。 特别末了一句话，注意。
Pay attention to the last phrase.
因为圣灵就是真理，真理可以翻作实际。
The Spirit is the truth, or is the reality.
因为真理就是实际。
Because truth is reality.
不是，我说错了，圣灵就是实际。
Because the Spirit is reality.
那这句话呢，很重要的。
This is a very important phrase.
所以圣灵就是实际。
The Holy Spirit is the reality.
我们摸到圣灵就摸到实际了。
As we touch the Holy Spirit, we touch reality.
我们得到圣灵就得到实际了。
Once we gain the Spirit, we gain reality.
因为圣灵就是实际。
Because the Spirit is reality.
虽然实际好像我们不大容易摸着。
Even though Spirit seems not to be able to be touched.
但是我们容易接触到圣灵。
It is easy for us to touch the Holy Spirit.
当我们接触到圣灵时，我们就接触到实际了。
Once we touch the Spirit, we touch reality.
因为圣灵就是实际。
Because the Spirit is reality.
那这几处圣经是能帮助我们明白这个第以赛亚书57章的。
These portions of scriptures will help us understand Isaiah 58.
弟兄姊妹还记得这一段时间我们一直讲到 恢复神家的见证。
My sisters, remember all along this time we have been sharing concerning recovery of God's testimony.
那神家的见证怎样子来恢复呢？
How is the testimony of God's house being recovered?
55章一直到59章都知道这一件事。
Chapters 55 through 59 describe this.
到第60章时候，我们就看见神家的见证恢复了。
In chapter 60, we see the testimony of God's house has been recovered.
所以我们知道神的家见证恢复的时候是什么样这样的光景。
So we know the condition when God's house is recovered.
怎样恢复神家的见证也是非常重要的一件事。
So it is important to know how to recover God's house testimony.
55章就说到神的家的见证能够得到恢复最基本的一件事，那是借着恩典。
Chapter 55 tells us the most basic element concerning the recovery of God's house, that is grace.
我们主耶稣为我们成功到救赎之后，他从死里复活，然后把圣灵赐下来。
Once the Lord has accomplished redemption, raising from the dead, He poured forth His Spirit.
圣灵就把神丰富的恩典能够带到我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit brings to us the abundant grace from the Lord.
这个神的家那个见证，乃是借着恩典在建立起来的。
The testimony of God's house is established by the grace.
第二件事情，乃是借着神确定的话语。
The second element is God's sure word.
所以我们说我们要好好读圣经。
That's why we shared we need to study the word well.
主的话丰丰富藏在我们里面。
We need to deposit God's word richly into us.
因为他怎样说，他就要怎样的成就。
Because as he said, he will accomplish.
所以我们 要读主的话。
That's why we need to read God's word.
那这一件事情不仅是成为我们的帮助和供应，也和神的家的见证的恢复发生直接关系的。
This matter not only helps us and strengthens us, but also has much to do with the recovery of God's house testimony.
第三件事情我们就讲到，接着那个神的家要成为一个祷告的家。
Thirdly, we fellowship that God's house will be a house of prayer.
那要借着我们祷告。
It must be done through prayer.
我们不仅要读圣经，我们也需要祷告。
We not only need to read the word, we also need to pray.
借着圣经，我们认识了神的恩典的丰富。
Through the word of God, we understand the bounties of His grace.
也借着祷告，我们实际的经历，也实际享受到神恩典的丰富。
Through prayers, we enter into the real experience of His riches.
到了57章就说到要除掉像。
Chapter 57 tells us to be rid of the idols.
这个偶像那是一直拦阻神的百姓啊，往前去的。
Because the idols all the time prevent God's people from going forward.
神的荣耀所以离开那个神的百姓。
The reason the glory of God departed out of God's children.
结果他们就被掳到巴比伦去。
As a result, they were captive in Babylon.
虽然有好多的原因。
There were many reasons for that.
但是其中最主要的原因就是他们拜偶像。
The primary reason is the fact that they worship idols.
因为他拜偶像的缘故，所以呢，神就离弃了他的百姓。
Because of their idolatry, God departed from his people.
使他们被掳到巴比伦去。
So they would be captive to Babylon.
那个巴比伦乃是一个偶像的那个所有偶像那个一个集中的地方。
Babylon is a land of the totality of idols.
可以说一切的偶像啊，一切的宗教发源都从巴比伦那开始的。
We can say all the idols, all the religions are issued out of Babylon.
所以在巴比伦那里好多好多的偶像。
And that's why in Babylon there are many idols.
除了许多偶像，你知道尼布甲尼撒王他也建造一个大的偶像。
We know the king Nebuchadnezzar also built a great and awesome idol.
所有人都拜这个大的偶像。
He forces all the people to worship that great idol.
那个巴比伦呢是一个偶像啊，那个集中的地方。
Because Babylon is a land of idols.
神为什么把他们带到这个地方去呢
？Why did God allow them to be brought to this place?
那是给他们看见，你们既然喜欢拜偶像，那么现在就把你们带到偶像集中的地方，让你们拜得够。
That is to show us, since you like to worship idol, I'll let them bring you to the place of idols, so that you would commit at idolatry.
这是那个神的管教，神的儿女方法。
And so this is God's way of discipline.
所以有些时候，在原则上是这样，我们若是爱一种东西的话呢，我们太爱这东西了，好多神就把这东西完给你，丰丰富富赐给你。
So in principle, sometimes when we love something to a such an extent,God will allow that thing to be given fully to us.
叫你那个爱得够。
So that we will love it to the full.
爱到个地步啊，你都要吐出来了。
We'll love it to the extent it'll vomit out of us.
你说以色列在旷野他们要吃肉。
You say the children of Israel in the wilderness was craving meat.
他们不满意玛拿，天天吃玛拿，我们都没有吃肉啊。
They were dissatisfied with manna.
在发怨言。
They were murmuring.
他们要吃肉。
They wanted meat.
好多神说你们要吃肉就给你们肉吃吧。
The Lord says, since you want meat, I will give you meat.
然后神就用一阵大的东风啊，把所有的鹌鹑呢都刮来了。
And God raised up a great east wind to blow in all the great.
到处都是鹌鹑。
Quails.
那个鹌鹑地上啊，那个可一尺多高。
And the quails were landed on the land for about a foot.
他们都尽量去吃。
So they caught them and ate them.
吃到地步啊，吃肉我都从鼻孔都出来了。
They ate so much to the extent it came out of their nostrils.
我想这个给他们的管制很大。
And this was a great chastening.
他们以后啊，再不说我们要吃肉了。
From that point on, they never dared to say, I want meat anymore.
今天在我们身上也是这样。
The same principle in us.
所以我们若是爱东西，主给我们太多的话呢，不要高兴。
So if we love something to a such an extent and the Lord does give it to us, don't be so happy about it.
很可能这东西就是你的偶像，那主就叫你这个 就叫你爱的狗。
Very possibly that thing can become your idol and the Lord will give it to you.
所以感谢赞美主，以色列从巴比伦回来的时候，他们把所有的偶像都弃绝了。
We thank the Lord once the children of Israel returned from Babylon, they cleansed themselves of all idols.
直到今天，他们中间没偶像。
Till today, they have purged themselves of all idols.
因为他们实在是因着神的管教，改变过来了。
Because they have learned the lesson through the Lord's chastening.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是神的儿女、神子民的那个绊脚的石头。
For instance, all these things become snares to God's people.
所以他说要剪制这些石头。
That's why the Lord says, remove those stumbling blocks.
要除掉这些偶像。
Remove these idols.
那这样叫神的家才能得到建立。
In order that God's house can be established.
若是我们真是肯除掉的偶像。
If we're really willing to remove these idols.
在神面前有在那个忧伤那个痛悔心一个谦卑的灵来到主的面前
to maintain a heart of brokenness and humility to come before the Lord
主就赦免我们
the Lord will forgive us
他并且要住在我们中间
he will dwell among us
他要与我们同在
he will be with us forever
所以那个除掉偶像这件事也非常重要
therefore the removing of idols is an important matter
你到了58章了
In 58, chapter 58.
那就是今天我们所要讲的
This is the chapter we're to share today.
我本来想讲58、59两章圣经
I wanted to share 58 and 59 today.
讲好了一想我每次讲到都过时间的我想这一次不要过时间了
On second thought, every time I share, I use up all my time, so this time I do not want to do that.
所以我想啊还是就少讲一点讲58章好了。
So I limit myself to just one chapter, 58.
为什么要讲这两章圣经就是两章圣经是连起来的。
Why did I want to share the two chapters? Because they're connected to each
other. 虽然它是讲两件事情。
Even though they describe two different things.
但是呢它的原则是连起来的。
But they all share the same principle.
那么这两件事情啊是非常重要的。
These two things are very important.
所以在一开的时候58章一开的时候啊神就吩咐他的仆人啊你们要大声喊叫。
So at the outset of chapter 58, God commanded people to cry aloud.
不要直视下来。
Do not hold back.
你们扬起你们的声来。
Raise your voice.
好像呢吹角一样。
Like a trumpet.
那么这个百姓的那个罪过过犯告诉他们。
And declare to my people their transgression.
把他们的罪恶向他们说明。
And to disclose to them.
为什么这一次要说要大声喊叫
？Why did the Lord say cry aloud?
并且要扬起声音像吹角一样
，even as blowing a trumpet.
我们读到这里时，我们就知道那一定是很重要的事情。
When we come to this point, we know it is something important.
若是不重要的话，你不会大声喊叫了。
Unless it's important, you will not raise your voice.
那个大声喊叫已经很重要。
So crying aloud means important.
所以我们读到这两节圣经的时候了，那我们就很要注意下面所说的话语。
Therefore, when we come to these two chapters, we must pay attention to what is disclosed to us.
这两章一定是非常重要的。
These two chapters must be important.
所以神吩咐他的仆人们要大声喊叫。
That's why God commanded His servants to cry aloud.
不要停止下来。
Do not hold back.
要扬起声来。
Raise your voice.
好像吹角一样。
Like a trumpet.
来说到他们的光景。
To declare their condition.
就是这个原因
This is one reason.
可能还有个原因
Possibly there's a second.
就是神的儿女们呢过了一种的生活那个生活已经成了习惯性
That is God's children led such a living that has become a tradition.
若是我们轻描淡写的话呢他们我们好像听不进去
And if we describe this condition in a very low-key way, they would not listen.
所以神要大声喊叫。
That's why God said, cry aloud.
在我们里头震动我们一下。
To shake us within us.
叫我们苏醒过来。
So that we will be awakened.
不要以为说我们平常的过生活就是这样的生活了。
Do not consider the way you live is normal.
我们平常侍奉就是这样侍奉了。
This is the way we serve all.
我们也许可能以为说我们这样的生活这样的侍奉是很好的。
Possibly we even think our way of living and service is quite good.
也是很不错的。
And people look, in people's eyes, they're good also.
你看他们的生活到底好不好？
And you ask, are they living in a good way?
他们在主面前光景好不好？
What is their condition before the Lord?
看他们下面那些情形来说呢，那实在是你不能说不好。
According to their condition, you cannot say that it's not good.
恐怕比我每个人，比我好多人都强。
Maybe their condition is better than most of us.
你看他们天天在寻求神。
because they daily seek the Lord.
他们乐意明白那个神的心意。
They delight to know His way.
那我们还没有天天在寻求神呢。
We haven't sought the Lord daily.
我们愿意明白神的心意，恐怕弟兄姊妹有这样情形不多。
There are not many of us that delight to know God's way.
说他们情形是很不错的。
So their condition is not bad at all.
他们好像行义的国民，或者这个把这两句话我们暂时把它摆在一边，读下面。
Let's come to the next verse.
那他向我求问公义的判语，喜悦亲近神。
They seek for me for just decisions. They delight in the nearness of God.
他们不仅是让人寻求神，
they not only pursue God,
明白神的心意，
they delight in knowing His ways.
他们也盼望能够听见神的判语，
they also delight in knowing His just decisions.
到底能够这件事对和不对呢？那么神告诉我们，
whether this thing is right or wrong, may God tell us. 那
么不但这样，
not only so,
并且他们也很热心。
They are also zealous.
一方面他们亲近神，
on the one hand, they draw near to God.
另外一方面呢，他们为他们属灵的生活也是相当出代价的。
On the other hand, they pay quite a price for their spiritual life.
他们禁食祷告。
They fast.
我恐怕我们弟兄姊妹很少禁食祷告了。
I'm afraid most of us do not fast.
我们祷告也很不错了。
It's good even we will pray.
但是禁食祷告人呢，恐怕不算太多。
But there are not many who fast.
那么他们比我们强多了，是不是？
So they're much better than us.
还禁食祷告。
They even fast.
所以按照他们的光景说，他们觉得我们是很不错的一般人。
According to their condition, they think they're pretty good.
我们不仅寻求神。
Not only we seek God.
我们不仅是盼望能懂得神的心意。
Not only we desire to know God's just decision.
知道神所看到底对和不对。
To know whether it's right or wrong.
我们喜欢这样亲近神。
And we delight in the nearness of God.
或者常常在亲近神，享受神的同在。
We often draw near to God, enjoy His presence.
并且我们也出代价，在禁食在祷告。
We also pay a price to fast and pray.
那你说这样情形难道不好吗？
You say this is not a good condition.
但是他们有一件事，这个并不是很满足的。
They have one thing that is not satisfactory.
就是他们出了这么大的代价，他们光景是这么好，但是呢，好像啊，神这个没有理会他们。
And that is, even they have paid such a price, God doesn't seem to have listened to their prayer.
神没有看见他们的表现的。
God does not pay respect to their
condition. 所以他们在问说，你为何不看见呢？
God said, why have you not seen?
我们这样表现你都没有看见呢。
We have done so well and you do not see.
我们这样恳切祷告你都不理会啊。
We pray such earnestly and you do not care for us.
这是他们里头感觉不满足的地方。
This is something that they're not satisfied with.
好像这样光景应该得着夸，得着称赞的。
It seems like their condition should receive some praise from
the Lord. 但是没有看见。
But God did not regard.
好像是有答应他们祷告的。
God has caused them to pray.
但是好像没有听见一样。
But it seems as though God did not listen to the prayer.
那弟兄姊妹为什么缘故？
This is why.
那么这里呢？刚才我所漏掉的一节那一那个两句话，那个可能就是原因。
There's a phrase that I left out. That becomes the reason.
那你说到，好像行义的国民不离弃那个你们神的典章。
And that is as a nation that has done righteousness and has not forsaken the ordinance of their God.
这里不是两最那个关键呢、啊、在于那两个字。
The key words are these words.
那么英文就是一个字，我们就有两个字。
It's one key word.
那两个字就好像。
And that is as.
甚至呢，他们好像行义的百姓。
God says they are as a nation that does righteousness.
不离弃神的典章。
Has not forsaken the ordinance of God.
什么叫做好像呢？
What does it mean, as though?
好像啊，就以外边的样子而没有里头的实际。
As though means they possess a mere outward condition without the inward reality.
外面样子好像啊，是在行义的百姓。
Our manifestation is that the people have done righteousness.
但是里面呢，确实啊，在作恶的般人。
Inwardly, they are full of wickedness.
所以你看见我们的神知道这件事情。
So you see, God understands this.
人都是看外貌的。
People look at our things.
人都是看外面表现的。
People look at our manifestation.
但是我们的神乃是注意人内心的。
God looks into the heart.
他说你们做的虽然是很好。
God says you have done well.
你们也肯出代价。
You have paid price.
你们好像呢是行义的百姓。
You are as a nation that has done right.
但是其实你们真实的光景，你们自己知道。
But in reality, your condition, you know it.
神为什么没有看他们？
Why did not And why did God not regard them?
为什么不听他们祷告？
Why did God not listen to them?
因为我们神乃所注意的乃是那个真实的光景。
Because our God pays attention to the reality.
所以下面神就借先知把他们的罪给他们显明出来。
And that's why the prophet really exposed their sin.
给他们看见他们进食的时候仍然为着自己求利益。
Showing them even when they fasted, they were seeking their own profit.
累逼人呢为他们做苦工。
They forced people to work hard for them.
他们进食一面进食一面互相在争竞。
They fast on the one hand and they compete on the other hand.
每个人都想打住那个凶恶的拳头来把对方打倒。
Everyone wants to reach out and beat the other guy.
所以你看见他一面在面前进食另外一方面说表现的是这种光景。
So you see, on the one hand, they fast, on the other hand, they manifest such a condition.
弟兄姊妹为什么缘故？
And this is why.
若是一个人常常亲近神，
If a person draws near to God,
若是一个人愿意寻求神的心意，
If a person desires to know God's heart desire,
天天在那寻求神，
daily seek God,
也除代价在那祷告，
pays the price in prayer,
为什么他们的光景还是这种情形？
Why is this condition still like this?
因为一方面当然自私自利，
On the one hand, he's selfish,
为着自己求利益，
He seeks his own profit,
累逼人为他们做苦工，
He forces people to work for them,
牺牲别人
He sacrificed
而为了自己的益处
for his own profit.
不但这样
Not only so.
那并且呢他们那个彼此相争起来很凶的
And also when they compete with each other
他们都是弟兄
They are all brothers.
但是都想啊用凶恶的拳头把对方打倒
But they all want to beat each other down.
那我们也许说我们没有这样
We may say we haven't done that.
我们没有累别人为我们做苦工的
Not forcing other people to work for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹虽然从外面来说呢那个方式不同啊
On the outside, even though the ways are different,
原则呀确实相同的。
But many principles are the same.
我们岂不是为了自己利益吗
？Are we here for our own benefit?
我们岂不是为了自己荣耀吗
？Are we here to gain our own glory?
多少时候我为了自己而要去牺牲别人
？How many times for ourselves we sacrifice others?
这个世界就这样。
This is the way of the world.
多少人为他们牺牲，那就把这个人呢那个提高起来了。
Many people are sacrificing in order that one may ascend.
今天神的儿女们也有这样世界的灵。也有这种世界的灵啊
We also have this spirit of the world.
要牺牲别人而把自己高抬起来
Sacrificing others to lift up ourselves.
叫别人受到损失而让自己得到益处
Other people's sacrifice becomes our gain.
并且增进起来之后了那是不饶人的
And as we compete, we're fierce.
每个人都想打出最终的拳头来
Everyone wants to beat each other.
若是把对方打倒
If we can destroy each other,
那就心满意足了
Then we are satisfied.
当然也就是说我不会打人的
Of course we say we will not beat other people.
我们不会用拳头打人的
We will not beat other people.
很多时候我们用话语打人呢比拳头还要厉害
But many times when we beat others with our words, they're fiercer than
拳头最多是把人身体打痛了
The most you can beat each other is with your fists.
那个话呀，那个尖锐的话，真是像刀一样的刺到人心里面去的。
But the words that we speak are like sharpened knives.
把人的心呢，都给刺碎，都给破碎了。
And it can destroy our hearts.
说，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们一面祷告，我们的光景还是这样。
On the one hand, we pray, we still have this condition.
没有改变。
There's no change in us.
一面在寻求神
On the one hand, we seek God.
一面在亲近神
On the one hand, we draw near to God.
我们的光景还是老的样子
We maintain the same condition.
没有改变
There's no change at all.
到底为了什么缘故
Why is this?
为什么我们落在这种情形
Why do we fall into this condition?
你知道在这里有一个秘诀的
You know, there's a key.
或者是有个关键
There is a key.
就是我们外面虽然在寻求神
That is even outwardly we're seeking God.
我没有在遇见他。
We haven't encountered him.
我们虽然在那里亲近他。
Even though we draw near to him.
我们没有和他有接触。
We have not been united to him.
所以你外面在亲近有什么用处呢
？So what good is outward?
有的人他们就这样。
Some people are like this.
他们祷告实在非常虔诚。
They pray such earnest prayers.
五体投地在祷告。
They pray prostrate in their body.
并且到了时间一定祷告的。
And in the right time, they always pray.
把所有工作都放下。
They cease everything they do.
他们在祷告这位神。
They pray to this God.
这是创造宇宙万有的神。
This is the God of creation.
这是那位真神。
This is the true God.
他们祷告的神也是对的。
They pray to the same God.
他们所用的方法也是非常虔诚的。
They use the right method.
但是他们整个光景显出来，叫人可怕。
But the real condition is fearful.
他们的行为和表现，叫人受不了。
their behavior and their our condition cannot be tolerated by people.
他们这样敬虔来敬拜神。
Why do they worship God in such a pious way?
但是他们的光景不改变。
And yet their condition is not changed.
神不是大能的神吗？
Isn't our God a powerful God?
为什么他们没有改变？
But how come they're not changed?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
For instance,
他们外面虽然很虔诚，
Outwardly they may be pious.
但是里面没有和神在接触。
Inwardly they have not touched God.
他们没有在遇见神。
They did not see God.
没有在那看见神。
They did not see God.
没有在那接触到神。
They have not touched him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
For instance,
只有我们的神，他是真实的。
Only our God is the true God.
只有我们的主，他才是真实的。
Our Lord is real.
当我们碰到主的时候，
As we touch him, 我们就碰到了实际。We touch reality.
我摸到主的时候，
When we touch him,
我们才摸到了实际。
We touch reality.
神所注意的不是我外面表现如何。
What God pays attention to is not our condition.
神所注意的我们里面有没有和他的儿子我们主耶稣有接触。
God pays attention to our inward condition, whether we have touched his son, Jesus Christ.
只有主耶稣是实际。
Only the Lord is reality.
也是约翰一书第五章末了告诉我们说。那有真实者已经来到地上。
The coming one shall come.
我们也认识这位真实者。
We know this real one.
那个真实者就指着主耶稣基督说。
The true one points to the Lord Jesus.
所有一切都是虚假。
Everything else is vanity.
只有主耶稣是真实的。
Only Lord Jesus is real.
所以他问了说：“你们小子们呐、啊，你们要远离偶像。”
So at the end he said, "Little children, depart from idols."
那我们说，约翰一书讲到和主的交通啊。
We say, First John tells us the fellowship with God.
这一般和主交通的人，他们还会那个还会这个拜去拜偶像吗
？How can a group of people who draw near to God fellowship with him?
为什么贾德那么高说到末了一句话说，小子们，你们要远离偶像
？Why did John give them such a high dissertation, but in the end says depart from idols?
什么是偶像
？For instance, what is idols?
偶像就虚假的东西。
Idols is everything.
偶像就虚无的东西。
Everything that is not real.
全世界都握在恶者的手下。
The whole world lies in the bosom of the evil one.
一切事物都是虚假的。
Everything is vain.
只有主耶稣他是真实的。
Only the Lord Jesus is real.
只有主耶稣是实际的。
Only the Lord is reality.
你摸到主耶稣就摸到实际。
When you touch Lord Jesus, you touch reality.
当摸到实际的时候，
When we touch reality,
那一个就是生命。
That is life.
那一个我们改变了。
Then we will be changed.
没有一个遇见主耶稣他不改变的。
Not one who has come to the Lord and not changed.
没有一个摸到主耶稣不改变的。
One who touched the Lord
我们大家都有这样的经验。
We all have such experience.
我为什么在信到主耶稣基督？
Why do we believe in the Lord Jesus?
我为什么有一点改变？
Why do we change a little bit?
那就是因为我们里头遇见了主。
Because inwardly we met the Lord.
我摸着了主耶稣。
We touched the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所有摸到主耶稣的人，
all the people who had met the Lord Jesus,
就是摸到了实际。
And touched reality.
所有摸到实际的人，
all those who have touched reality,
没有一个不改变。
There's not one who would not be changed.
所以在哥林多后书第三章告诉我们。
That's why in 2 Corinthians 3,
他说我们敞开脸看见了主的荣耀。
We all with unveiled face beholding the glory.
当你这样看见主的时候，
as we behold this way,
我们就改变了。
We are changed.
变成了主的形象。
We change to His image.
荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
如同出主的灵变成荣耀。
Even as from the Lord's Spirit.
我们越遇见主，
the more we touch,
我们这个人越改变。
The more we change.
我们越看见主，
the more we see.
我们这个人，我们越改变。
The more we'll be transformed.
我们就改变了。因为我们摸着了实际，我们看见了实际，我们接触那个实际，这个就是生命，使我们这个人自然而然就改变了。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不光是要有外面的心思，我们特别注意一件事情，我们有没有在摸着主？你祷告时候有没有摸着主？
When you pray, did you touch the Lord?
当你在祈求的时候，有没有看心跳的时候，有没有看见主？
When you petition, did you see the Lord?
不是说外面眼睛看见。
Not the outward seeing.
外面眼睛看见不，我们也不会改变的。
Outward seeing will not transform.
有人说看见主是什么样子？
Some people say we have seen the Lord in such a way.
这个人还是那样。
But this man remains the same.
那是里面眼睛那看见了主。
But it is when our inner eyes see the Lord.
当我们里面眼睛看见主时，我们得改变。
When we have an inward seeing, we transform.
我们里头的是能够接触到主，我们这个人改变。
We meet the Lord inwardly, we'll be transformed.
那这就是这是我们大家都经，我们都知道的一件事。
We all know this.
因为只有主耶稣基督他是实际。
Because only the Lord Jesus is reality.
只有主耶稣他是生命。
Only the Lord Jesus is life.
每一次碰到那个实际的时候，就成了我们的生命。
Every time we touch this reality, it becomes our life.
我们这个人自然而然就改变了。
Spontaneously, we'll be transformed.
是 那我们怎样能够摸到这个实际？
How do we touch this reality?
我们说摸到主耶稣基督。
We say we touch the Lord Jesus.
那么主耶稣在天上在宝座上面。
But the Lord sits on the throne in the heavens.
那我们怎么能够摸着他呢？
How do we touch him?
我们也没办法升到天上去。
There's no way for us to ascend to the heavens.
我们也没办法下到地里面去。
There's no way for us to descend into
Hades. 说你没有办法再摸着主的。
There's no way for us to
touch him. 你没办法把主那儿领上来的。
And we cannot bring the Lord up.
但是感谢赞美神。
But praise and thank God.
我们的主他是何等的爱我们呢？
Our God loves us.
当他从死里复活升到天上之后，
When he resurrected and ascended to the heavens,
他从父手里接受了圣灵，
He received the Spirit from the hand of the Father.
然后他把他一切所有的都交托给圣灵，
And he deposited everything that he has to the Holy Spirit.
把他所是的，
Whatever he is,
把他所做的，
Whatever he has done,
把他所有的，
Whatever he has,
把他所能的，
Whatever he can,
甚至连他的自己，
Even himself,
都交托给圣灵。
He committed to the Holy Spirit.
所以主告诉我们说，他也将授予我的告诉你们。
That's why the Lord said, He will disclose to you whatever is of me.
主所有的一切的丰富，圣灵都接受了。
All the abundance of the Holy, the Lord, the Holy Spirit has received.
所以圣灵在降下的时候啊，
so、when the Holy Spirit,
那是代表主耶稣所有的丰富。
He brings to us all the riches of
我再说他所有的
Let me say again, whatever he is,
他所能的
whatever he can,
他所做的
whatever he has done,
他所是的
whatever he is,
连他的自己
even himself,
都在圣灵里面
has been committed to the Holy Spirit.
我们摸上了圣灵
When we touch the Holy Spirit,
我们就摸上主耶稣基督
we touch the Lord Jesus.
我们接触到圣灵
When we touch the Spirit,
我们就接触到主耶稣
we touch the Lord Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹 圣灵就是那实际
the Holy Spirit is the reality.
他一面是为了主做见证
On the one hand, he testifies to the
Lord, 把主启示给我们
revealing the Lord to us.
给我们让我们认识这位主是这样一位
We would know what kind of Lord we have.
一面给我们看见，他就是那个实际。
He is that reality.
所以我们摸到他的时候，
When we touch him,
我们就摸着了主。我们享受到圣灵的时候，
When we enjoy the Spirit,
我们就享受到主的丰富。
We enjoy the riches of Christ.
我们经历圣灵的时候，
We experience the Spirit,
我们就经历到主的工作。
We experience the work of the Lord.
所有一切都在圣灵里。
Everything is in the Spirit.
还是赞美主。
We thank God.
圣灵来了，
The Spirit has
come. 不仅降在我们的身上，
Not only descended upon us,
不仅是充满在外面。也进到我们里面，他要永远都与我们同在。主说：“我要赐给你们一个宝惠师，就是真理圣灵，他要永远与你们同在，并且在你们里面。”弟兄姊妹，这是何等大的恩典！主是何等爱我们！主知道我没有办法接触到他，但是他在圣灵里面来了。主知道我没办法享受他那么多的丰富。
experience all his riches.
把一切丰富都摆在圣灵里面。
He places all his riches in the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵都带到我们里面来。
Through the Spirit to bring it all to us.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊
妹，
这实在是一个宝贝的圣灵啊！
This is a precious Holy Spirit.
在我们里面。
Today in dwells.
不仅是为了主做见证。
Not only testifying for the Lord.
把主的启示给我们。
Revealing the Lord to us.
这位圣灵也把那个生命带给我们。
The Spirit also brings us life.
也把主所做的一切、主所有的一切，全都带到我们。
To realize all that the Lord has done and what He is in us.
在我们里头都成为实际的
becoming reality into us
都是实际的
all is reality
我们读圣经我们知道这件事
we read the scripture we know
但是这些还是客观的
all these are still
主耶稣为我们成了
objective
成了这件事
the Lord has accomplished all for us
他爱我们
he loves us
为我们舍己
sacrificing himself
他把一切都给了我们
he gave us all
这个还是一个道理
this is not but a doctrine
这是客观的一件事
this is very objective
怎样让主所说的和他所做的成就在我们身上呢
how can we realize what he has said and what he has done into us.
啊，谢了圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就把这一些带到我们里面。
The Holy Spirit has brought all these into us.
成了我们里面实际。
Becoming our inner reality.
摸到的时候。
When we touched it.
我们就摸到了主。
We touched the Lord.
我们得到时候。
When we gained it.
我们就在享受了主。
We enjoy the Lord.
圣灵把主一切丰富都带。
The Holy Spirit brings to us all the riches of the Lord.
他要荣耀我。
He says, he will glorify me.
圣灵来不是要荣耀自己的。
The Holy Spirit didn't come to glorify himself.
圣灵来是为了荣耀主耶稣的。
The Holy Spirit is for glorifying the Lord Jesus.
是把主带到我们里面。
He is to bring Christ to us.
启示在我们里面。
To reveal Christ to us.
住在我们里面。
To dwell in us.
呈现在我们里面。
To accomplish everything in us.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是最主要的工作。
The primary work of the Holy Spirit.
在圣经呢，给我们看见了三方面。
The Bible reveals three aspects.
也是这一章圣经所记载的。
This chapter also records these.
头一方面。
Firstly.
就是光照。
To enlighten.
他说他来了。
He comes.
就要叫人为义 为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
A man would condemn himself for righteousness, for sin, for judgment.
当圣灵来了，我们就为着罪、为着义、为着审判，自己责备自己。
When Holy Spirit comes, we rebuke ourselves for the sake of righteousness, sin, and judgment.
圣灵没来时候，我们还以为自己很不错了。
Before the Holy Spirit comes, we think we're pretty good.
什么时候圣灵进到我里面来
？Whenever the Spirit enters,
我们就要遮蔽自己。
We must rebuke ourselves.
因为我们蒙了光照。
Because we have been illuminated.
圣灵是把我们的光景，真实的光景给我们显明出来。
The Holy Spirit exposes our real condition.
给我们看见我们里头有个不信的恶心。
Showing us we have the heart of evil heart of unbelief.
给我们看见我们里头不像主耶稣基督。
Show us inwardly we're not conformed to the image of Christ.
我们外面生活的表现不像主耶稣基督。
Outwardly, we do not manifest the image of Christ.
我们里头有背叛。
Inwardly, we have rebellion.
背逆神。
We rebel against God.
背逆像撒旦的背逆一样。
The rebellion is the same as rebellion against Satan.
圣灵光照我们的时候
，as the Holy Spirit exposes,
我们把我们的光景就显明出来。
Our condition is exposed.
就圣灵来，头一步的工作就光照。
The primary work of Holy Spirit is to enlighten.
若是生我们碰到了圣灵
，whenever we touch the Holy Spirit,
我们还是笑嘻嘻的
，and we're still maintaining.
我们还是老样子
，a laughing manner.
我们对自己不认识
，because we do not know ourselves.
还知道自己很不错
，we still think good of ourselves.
都是别人不好。
Everybody else is not good.
非常好的一般人
we are the best.
那就是你没有遇见圣灵。
That means you haven't touched the Holy Spirit at all.
你若遇见圣灵的话
Once you touch the Holy Spirit,
圣灵头一步工作就光照。
The first work of the Holy Spirit is to enlighten you.
光照就把我们显明出来呀。
That is to expose our condition.
弟兄姊妹，我们有什么东西能有可夸口的
？Francis, what do we have to boast?
当圣灵把我们本相给我们显明出来的时候
，The Holy Spirit exposes our true condition.
我们只有伏在灰尘当中懊悔我们自己。
All we can is to sit in dust and ashes.
让为了罪、为了义、为了审判自己责备自己。
The only thing we can do is rebuke ourselves for sin, for righteousness,
for judgment. 这是那个圣灵的光照。
This is the work of the enlightening.
我们得救时候，我们都有这样的经验。
When we were first saved, we had such experience.
然后我个人说的，我得救之后，稍微有一点心追求主。
Share something about my condition after I was saved.
也许弟兄姊妹会清楚一个，会更清楚一点。
Maybe the brothers and sisters will understand.
当然得救时候主。我们承认自己罪，那主都赦免我们罪了。
When first saved, we confess our sin, Lord forgives us.
洗净我们一切的不义。
And He cleanses all our unrighteousness.
我们实在得到了赦罪的喜乐。
We truly receive the joy of being forgiven.
我们也知道我们在神面前已经被称义了。
We know we have been justified before the Lord.
但是我们里面许许的东西啊，还是老旧老样子。
But inwardly, we still possess the old man.
没有改变。
We have not been transformed.
但是我们得救之后，我们到了另外一个地方，去工作。
When we're saved, we move to another place to work.
自然而然，我就在那个我们几个人就在那个聚会里边担任服事。
And I had were serving with a few others.
那聚会有几位年长弟兄，他们是担任做负责人的。
And there were a few brothers who were leaders in the church.
那我们虽然是我们是在那聚会，就是但是我们心里头，我们就是说我们好像比他在属灵还高明一点。
Even though we were serving there, but we inwardly thought we were better spiritually than they. So, of course, many times when we have this thought in our heart, it spontaneously manifests itself.
话语上的态度上就显出那种样子来。
Sometimes in our sharing, in our behavior, it manifests itself.
虽然外面没有什么这个表现，但是那样子已经出来了。
So outwardly, there's no manifestation, but
it can be
detected.
不算太满意。
So the responsible brothers were not happy with us.
那么有点是我们就不管，我们就好胆热心，好追求，好胆释放。
And for a period of time, we didn't care anything. We just sought after the Lord and served the Lord.
彼此勉励的读圣经。
And we encourage each other to read the scriptures.
我们有点热心大服事。
We serve the Lord with zealous.
那不仅在许多事情上服事，我们特别在福音上面非常热心。
We not only serve in many things, also we were zealous in gospel.
我们自己要起来传福音。
We preach the gospel with zeal.
我们就和一般青年弟兄姊妹，那都是我们带领，是我们帮助的，那起来也从这儿传福音。
Many young brothers and sisters who were under our care and help rose up to preach the gospel.
只是用聚会地方就是了。
We only used the facility of the meeting hall.
没有惊动任何的弟兄姊妹。
It was not fellowship with anybody.
只是我们这些青年人。
Only the young brothers.
那我们在那儿布置。
We arranged meeting.
我们再去请客人。
We invited guests.
我们在招待。
We did the ushering.
那我们在那里领诗。
We were leading.
我们在讲道。
We were doing the preaching.
但感谢赞美主，也很有果效。
thank the Lord, it was very effective.
也好多人蒙恩得救。
Many people got saved.
那其实个人呢，好多好多都是学生们都来参加那个聚会。
Many guests were students came.
那心里都更是觉得了不起。
So inwardly we felt quite proud.
好像还有主的印证似的。
Even seems the Lord had confirmation.
因为外面还是有果效的。
Because outwardly you have proof to prove.
叫我们里头啊，更觉得自己更高一点了。
Inwardly we thought we were somebody.
以后我们到了另外一个地方。
Later on we went to another place.
那个地方有一位年长弟兄带领我们。
At that place there was an older brother leading us.
让我原来那个聚会那个负责弟兄啊，那么就写了好多信给那位年长弟兄。
And the responsible brother from the former place wrote many letters to that older brother.
来控告我们。
To accuse us.
他们怎样不好怎样不好。
They did this and that and such.
当然我没有看人信，不晓得内容是什么。
I didn't read the letter, of course, I didn't know the content.
不过有一次，那位年长弟兄拿着这么一摞的信呢，给我们来看。
Once, the older brother brought a stack of letters to us.
他这么多摞的信都是定罪你们的。
He says all these letters are condemnations.
他说的时候笑嘻嘻的说的。
He said it with a smile.
我们心里说，就是根本。就是制止一下，我们根本就不在乎。
Inwardly, we didn't care either.
一方面来说呢
，On the one hand,
我觉得，你告诉这个年长弟兄，年长弟兄对我们有什么对我们有什么办法
？On the one hand, we said you accuse us to the older brother. What can older brother do for us?
他也不是校长，不会把我们开除的。
He's not a principal. He will not fire us.
他是很爱我们的。
He loves us.
这个没有什么用处的。
There's nothing he can do.
第二方面呢，我们觉得，对这个。负责弟兄啊，觉得更是轻看了。
On the other hand, we despise those responsible brothers even more.
但背后来控告我们。
They dare to accuse us behind our backs.
所以心里头真的很不以为然。
So we were quite angry.
这是我们里头的光景。
This was our real inward condition.
我不能带着。这件事我们根本就没有放在心上面。
We weren't praying for this matter. We didn't even think about it.
我乃是为了别的事情祷告。
We're praying for other things.
祷告着，忽然在里头遇见。
And suddenly in prayers we met the Lord.
就在那个时候。
At that juncture.
那个圣灵光就照在我里面。
The light of the Holy Spirit shined within us.
就给我看见那个真实的光景。
The Lord showed me my true condition.
那个时候就好像一种感觉，我这是个大魔鬼。
It seems as though I felt I was a great Satan.
魔鬼是怎样，我也是怎样。
Whatever the devil was, I was.
我从来没有想到我是这样一种心。
I never thought of myself as such.
这样的背影。
So rebellious.
这样的刚硬。
So hard.
这样的骄傲。
So proud.
这样自己觉得了不起。
So self-esteem.
我从来没想到我是这样。
I never thought of myself as being such.
做的事情都很有理由。
I thought everything I did was for a reason.
他这样做都是错误。
Everything everybody else does is wrong.
我并没有觉得我自己错。
I didn't think I did wrong.
但是当圣灵光到时候。
When I was under the light of the Holy Spirit.
看见自己有错了。
Only I saw I was wrong.
并且看见自己的光景是那样的背逆，像魔鬼一样。
I saw my own condition to be so rebellious, just like the devil.
当主把光景显明出来。
As the Lord exposes my condition.
我只有在这面痛哭流涕。
All I could do is weep and wail before the Lord.
我为什么会这种
Repent of myself. Why would I have such a heart?Why would I have such condition?
我就是这样清醒。我在主面前承认我自己罪。
Before the Lord, I confess of my sin.
很奇妙一件事。
Wonderful.
当这样承认自己罪。
As I repented of my sin.
在主面前懊悔的时候。
As I repented before the Lord.
里头那个罪的担子又从里面的脱落下去。
The yoke of sin was gotten rid of.
嘿，满了喜乐。
I was filled with joy.
满了平安。
Filled with peace.
最宝贝的一件事。
The most precious thing.
充满了爱。
Is to be filled with love.
那时候真是爱这几位父子，爱的不得了。
At that moment, I really loved those brothers.
我没办法形容。
I couldn't even describe.
从前怎样恨他们，现在那个照样爱他们。
Formerly I hated them, now I love them.
比恨的程度还要多一点。
I love them more than the way I hated them.
哎呀，从前那个时候就想到，什么时候这年长弟兄他们能够到这个里来？
And I was hoping these elderly brothers would come visit us.
他们若是来的话，我好好爱他们一下。
If they came, I would love them.
感谢主，又多给我一个机会。
I thank the Lord that He gave me an opportunity.
这个年长弟兄，这有负责就他出差就到我们到那里去了。
One day, this responsible brother was on business to our city.
那跟我们住在一个地方。
He lived in the same place.
当然不是一个房间，但是一个。
Of course, not in the same room, but in the same vicinity.
啊，这是机会来了。
I got my opportunity.
不仅是可他里头，这个胸无芥蒂啊，毫无间隔。
Not only there was no barrier with
him.
I love my brother from my heart.
我该怎样爱他一下呢?
I said, how should I love him?
那么好吧，我就去倒了一盆水来，我给弟兄去洗脚吧。
And I thought I would bring a basin and wash my brother's feet.
说到晚上回来之后呢，那我看到都差不多，我就给他去洗脚去了。
So in the evening when he returns, I saw the time was right, so I washed his feet.
一边洗脚一边向他认错啊。
When I washed his feet, I confessed to him my wrongdoing.
另外一方面，一面洗脚一面流泪。
On the other hand, as I was washing, I was weeping.
我流泪，他也流泪。
When I was weeping, he began to weep.
我在那儿哭，他也在那儿哭。
I was crying, he was crying.
那时候真是主的爱把我们两个人完全融化在一起。
At that moment, the love of the Lord had melted us together.
没办法分开了。
We cannot be separated.
完全联合在一起。
We were fully united.
一点黑影都没有。
It was not even a shadow.
哦，我亲爱的弟兄们，这就是。
This is the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵那是把我们这个人显明出来。
The Holy Spirit exposes our real condition.
让我们看见我们自己的本相啊。
Showing us our true condition.
他光照我们。
When He enlightens us.
审判我们之后。
He judges.
我若是肯在顺服。
If we're willing to submit.
我们肯在接受。
We're willing to accept.
这个圣灵审判的光就变成清晨的光。
The light of the Holy Spirit's judgment becomes a light of the dawn.
使那儿的心血,
so fresh.
使那儿的温柔,
so gentle.
使那儿的慈爱,
so,
那光照在我们里面。
The light enlightens within
us.
It's filled with the presence of the Lord. Just like the light of the dawn.
不但这样,
not only so.
并且叫完病的医治来。
Also heals us.
那个并不是身体的病,
not physical sickness.
那个病乃是我属灵毛病,
he heals us of our spiritual ills. Our rebellion.
我们里面的刚硬,
our heart.
我们里面的恨,
our hatred.
我们里面对着那种态度,
our inward behavior.
都给我们拯救出来,
the Lord saved us out of all of all that. Healing us of all.
亲爱的弟兄们,
this is the work of the Spirit.
头一步工作,
the first step
乃是要来光照我,
is to enlighten us.
让主的爱充满在我们里面,
so that the love of the Lord is filled within us.
让我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹,
so that we can love our brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters.
到这时候你祷告,
at this moment when you pray,
请你祷告,
the Lord hears your prayer.
你若寻求,
when you seek,
就是我在这里,
the Lord says, I'm here.
你和主的关系就非常的亲密,
your condition with the Lord is dear. You're filled with His presence.
何等美好的信息,
it is a great condition.
你若是没有认罪的话,
unless if you have not repented,
享受不到这样的同在,
you will not experience such a
presence.
When you enlighten in this way, confessing your sin,
这样在主面前回转的时候,
to repent before the Lord,
看见主的光, 像清晨一光,
you will see the light of the Lord is the light of the dawn, to enlighten within us.
主的意志能力也在显在我们的身上,
and His power of healing is in us.
那么主的同在也是那么亲切那样的紧密,
and His presence is so dear and sweet.
你说这是头一方面的工作,
this is the first work.
第二方面的工作,
secondly,
就是引导的工作,
the work of guiding.
要说主在带领我们,
the Lord will guide us,
然后就看见主在凡事在引导我们,
and we see in everything the Lord guides us.
因为这个时候我们的光啊, 不仅是像清晨的日光啊,
not only this moment, this light is the light of the dawn.
让主再光照,
when the Lord enlightens again,
我们再回转,
we turn again,
光就更增加一点,
the light is intensified.
那就光就慢慢的就变成了好像正午的光一样啊,
gradually the light is the light of high noon.
不觉得黑暗里头看见了光,
not only we saw light in darkness,
对着幽暗里头的光啊, 那个像正午一样,
and the light that shines into darkness is the light of the noon.
那是非常明亮,
the light of high noon is bright.
到这个时候, 全人呢都是心都活在光界里面,
at this moment the whole being is immersed in light.
心都在光界里头,
walk in the light.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你对主的感觉特别敏锐,
for instance, your sensitivity to the Lord is very real.
主稍微动一下你就觉得了,
the Lord turned a little bit and you would notice.
主稍微试一下你就知道了,
and the Lord was do something you would know. And you're able to follow the Lord's guidance in all things. Many times we do not know His desire.
是什么?
What is the Lord's desire?
还是左还是右?
To the left or to the right?
还是这样还是那样?
This way or that way?
很多时候不清楚就是,
many times we're unclear. Because, because there is no light.
如果是有明亮的话,
if we have light,
你里面清楚,
inwardly we will know.
你知道主的意思吗?
We will know the Lord's desire.
别人不知道, 但你知道,
other people do not know, but you will know.
你不必去听到任何的人,
And you do not need to seek counsel.
因为你知道。
Because you know.
那光像正午的光一样。
Light is the light of high noon.
你感觉那明亮的地步。
Your feeling is so sensitive.
主只要眼睛动一下你就知道了。
The Lord blinks his eye and you know.
很多时候他引导我们啊不是用话来引导我们。
Many times his guidance is not through his word.
圣经说引导用眼睛来引导的。
The Bible tells us his guidance is through his eye.
这眼睛看一下你知道了。
He looks at you and you know.
看一下那样看你也知道了。
He looks the other way and you know.
好像那个仆人呢侍立在主人面前一样。
Just like the servant standing before the Lord.
很多时候主人不要发声的。
The master doesn't need to say a word.
只要主人手这么一动。
Just move his little finger.
那仆人就把茶拿上来了。
The servant will bring the tea.
那么再这样一动的时候了。
He move another way.
就赶快回去做饭去了。
And the servant will go and prepare meal.
他用手在引导他。
He knows because guides with his hand.
和主的关系更紧密了。
Sometimes it comes to be such an intimacy.
手都不需要了。
The Lord doesn't need to move his hand.
用眼睛来引导。
He guides us through his eye.
这样一看。
He looks at you this way, look at you the other way, and you know his desire is
sensitive.
So the sensitivity is increased. And your relationship with the Lord is intensified. If your condition with the Lord is not so clear, even when the Lord looks at you with a mask, you do not know. So once he moves his eyeball, you know his heart. He guides us with his looks. So we know God's heart desire. We follow his guidance. As we follow this way. You will see a beautiful picture. That kind of living is satisfactory. He says you will be like in a scorched land.
在干旱之地。使你心满意足啊
！Satisfy your desire in scorched places.
虽然四围是干旱的
，even though it is scorched land.
没有什么东西叫你喜乐
，nothing can satisfy you.
没有什么东西叫你满足的
，nothing will make you happy.
但是引导你跟随主的引导
，but because you follow His guidance.
你和主的关系建立亲密
，your relationship is near with God.
你这样能够享受主的同在
，you enjoy His presence.
所以在干旱之地啊，你能心满意足。
So even in parched places, you can be satisfied.
许多时候好像环境上没有什么可喜乐的。
Many times, circumstantially speaking, there's nothing to be happy.
也许在工作上压力很大。
Maybe at work you experience pressure.
但是遇到你这样跟随主的引导。
But because you follow the guidance in this way.
你就能够享受主的同在。
You can enjoy His presence.
主的丰富就充满在我里面。
His fullness is filled with
us. 所以我能在干旱之地能够心满意足。
So even in parched places, we can be satisfied.
充满着欢喜快乐。
Can be filled with joy and gladness.
那不但这样。
Not only so.
就骨头强壮。
And He gives strength to the bones.
那不仅里头满足，强刚强有力量。
Not only gives you inward satisfaction, He gives you strength.
叫你在各种环境呢，在各种压力之下，能够站立得住。
That you can stand firm under all circumstances and pressures.
你比想浇灌的原则。
You'll be like a water garden.
那时候主的灵就浇灌在我里面。
That time the Spirit of the Lord is poured within us.
那时候这像浇灌的原则一样。
You'll be like a water garden.
又像水流不尽的泉源。
And like a spring of water whose water do not fail.
不仅是里面得到滋润。
Not only will water within.
那并且那个泉源从里头在涌流出来了。
The spring gushes out from within us.
不仅让你自己得到满足。
Not only we satisfy.
也能让别人得到满足。
Also we can satisfy others.
不仅解除你的干渴。
Not only solve our quenches our thirst.
许多干渴人都因着你的缘故，他们的干渴解决了。
And also can quench many people because of you.
又像去水流不绝的泉源。
And like a spring whose waters do not fail.
那从里头再涌流出来。
It gushes from deep within.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
这是何等美好一生！
What a good living.
侍奉也不一样了。
Our service is
different. 到这时候，我们就能够修建那许多已经这个荒废的地方了。
At this moment, then we'll be able to rebuild the ancient ruins.
也能建立历代被拆毁的根基。
And also to repair the breach.
使神的家能被建立起来。
So that the house of God can be rebuilt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 不是什么人都能建立神的家。
Not everyone can build God's house.
那是这样一般人。
Only this kind of people.
他们蒙了光照。
They have been enlightened.
他们里头得到医治。
They have been healed.
他们在享受了主的同在。
Enjoy the Lord's presence.
他们跟随主的引导。
Follow the Lord's guidance.
这时候他们是充满了那个主的丰富。
At this moment they're filled with the Lord's abundance.
从他里头涌流出那个泉源。
Inwardly gushes out all the
像那个河流一样一直涌流出来
，just like a river gushing out，
能够供应别人
，supplying others，
能够解除别人干渴
，quenching others thirst。
弟兄姊妹，这一个叫建造
，this is a building，
这一个就叫圣的家建造
This causes God's house to be built.
是你家建造，不是外面的工作。
The building of God's house is nothing outward.
谁家建造，那是里头的工作。
The building of God's house is altogether inward.
然后里面生命得到滋润。
As our inward life is refreshed.
里面生命在长进了。
As inward life is grown.
生命在丰满了。
As the life is matured.
神家就在建立起。
God's house will be built.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Your friends and sisters.
只有这样一般人。
Only this group of
people. 能够供应别人。
Can supply others.
能够在那把那个水啊那个供应给别人。
And supply the living water to others.
叫别人饥饿都要解决。
To quench other people's thirst.
叫人干渴能够得到饱足。
To satisfy others' needs.
这样这就是我们真实的属灵建造。
And this is our true spiritual building.
把雷来的根基都在那修复起来了。
And even the ancient foundations are repaired.
是神家那个被建造。
The God's house is built.
并且有也修出条道路来。
And he has found a way.
叫人能够有居住的所在。
So that people can find dwelling.
这是第三方面。第二方面。
This is the second aspect.
第三方面。
Third.
那就是圣灵的启示。
The revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是光照我们的圣灵。
The Spirit is one who enlightens us,
引导我们的圣灵,
one who guides us,
也是启示我们的,
also one who reveals to us.
他启示是把什么启示给我们呢?
What does he reveal?
他是把主耶稣启示给我们。
He reveals Christ to us.
圣灵乃是为了荣耀主耶稣的。
The Holy Spirit is here to glorify Christ.
圣灵所有给我们启示都是把主耶稣启示给我们。
So all the revelation of the Spirit is to reveal Christ.
不是启示给我一个方法。
Not to reveal a method.
也不是启示给我们一条道路。
Not to reveal a way.
乃是把主耶稣启示给我们。
To reveal Christ Jesus,
让我们都看见主耶稣。
So that inwardly we see Christ. 让
我们都认识主耶稣。
We know Christ.
看见我们主耶稣基督。
We see the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是这样的丰富啊。
He is so rich.
身背性一切的丰盛。
All the fullness of the Godhead.
都有性有体在他儿子里面。
Dwells in his son body.
而借着圣灵把这丰盛带到我们里面。
Through the Holy Spirit to bring in all this riches.
我们都享受到了。
We all have enjoyed it.
因为从他里头领受了那个丰富。
Because we have through him experienced all the fullness.
都在享受到了。
We all have experienced.
这是圣灵头一方面的启示。
This is the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也把主的工作启示给我们。
Secondly, he reveals the work of Christ.
他怎样在十字架上不仅担当我们的罪。
On the cross, he bears our sin.
他在十字架解决了我们这个人。
He solved our sin problem.
他在十字架败坏了掌死的魔鬼。
He has destroyed the one who has power.
他在十字架上也废弃了这个世界。
He has destroyed the world.
把所有问题统统都解决了。
He terminated all the problems.
十字架成功了那个神的工作。
The cross has accomplished all of God's work.
所以当主耶稣钉在十字架末了的时候。
So at the end of when the Lord was on the cross.
当他断气之前。
Before he gave up his breath.
他大声喊着说。
He cried out.
成了。
It is done.
所有工作都成功了。
All the work is done.
一切难处都解决了。
All the problems are solved.
不要说我们难处解决了。
Not only our problems are solved.
神的难处也解决了。
God's problems are solved.
全世界难处统统解决了。
The whole world is solved.
弟兄姊妹，这是主的工作。
This is the work of God.
圣灵把主的工作启示在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit reveals God's work.
也给我们看见主耶稣从死里复活。
Showing us Christ has risen from the dead.
一个新生命赐给我们。
The new life is given us.
使我们满有荣耀的盼望。
We will have the hope of glory.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
还给我看见有一天他怎样去，还要怎样再来。
He shows us how he goes and he will come.
到那一天时，我们都要像主耶稣基督。
On that day, we will all be like him.
因为我们看见了主耶稣真体。
Because we have seen him in reality.
都要改变。
We will all be transformed.
他是这样荣耀。
However, he
我们也是这样荣耀。
We will be glorious.
圣灵把主耶稣工作启示给我们。
The Holy Spirit reveals the work of Christ.
我们里头满了盼望。
And we will be filled with hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天乃是个安息的人。
We are a person of rest.
不需要我们再做什么了。
We cease from struggle.
主耶稣都给我们做成功了。
The Lord has done it all for us.
不是你再做什么的话呢
？Whatever there is.
那你只会啊，这个只会给主不是帮忙加上忙了。
Whatever you want to do, you only prevent the Lord from.
为什么要加上忙呢？主还得把你所做的撤毁掉。
Because the Lord will destroy all that we do.
然后啊，他要把他做的启示给你。
Before he can reveal what he has done.
就不需要你做什么了。
So you don't need to do anything.
也不需要你求什么了。
You don't need to ask for
anything. 一切丰富都在你里面。
All the fullness is in you.
他就是你的一切一切。
He becomes all in all of you.
你有什么需要
？You do not need anything.
他是你的供应。
He is your supply.
你软弱。
You're weak.
他是你的力量。
He's your strength.
他是我一切的一切。
He's our all and in all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有这样一位荣耀主耶稣。
There's such a glorious Christ.
通过这么荣耀的工作
，accomplishing such a wonderful work.
他通过这样完全的救赎
，accomplish such a wonderful salvation.
并且把荣耀的盼望摆在我们跟前
，and place before us the hope of glory.
而这个盼望那是确定的
，and this hope is sure.
那一天必要成就在我们的身上
，it will be accomplished on that day.
圣灵就是那个凭据。
The Holy Spirit himself is the
叫我们
the earnest.
到有一天的时候，总要带我们进到荣耀里面。
He's the place, so one day we'll enter into glory. We'll be with him forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这都是圣灵所做的工作。
All this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们还求什么？
What do we ask for?
这才是安息。
This is the
true rest. 这是真实的安息。
This is the real Sabbath.
不是安息日的安息。
It's not the Sabbath day.
安息日只会叫人痛苦。
Sabbath day will give you sorrow.
安息日只会叫人担重担。
Sabbath day will give you heavy burden.
只有主耶稣基督。
Only the Lord Jesus.
他就是安息日的实际。
He is the reality of Sabbath.
人子那是安息日的主。
The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
他是安息日实际。
He is the reality of the Sabbath.
许多的以色列他们守安息很痛苦的。
And Israelites, they keep the Sabbath in sorrow.
走路也不敢多走一点。
They cannot walk further than they should.
做事要多做一点的话呀，心里头也，哎呀，这个是很害怕。
And they did a little bit of labor, they were fearful.
亲爱的兄弟
们，弟兄姊
妹，不是外面的安息，
乃
是我们里头的主耶稣基督。
But an inward Jesus Christ.
就是安息日的实际。
He is the reality of Sabbath.
我们实在是享受了圣灵，享受了真实的安息了。
We have enjoyed all the reality of the Spirit.
那若是我们这样的话，我们真是以安息为我们喜乐。
His rest becomes our joy.
安息为我们可赞美的。
This joy can become something that we praise about.
不但这样，
然后说，
那并且。我们就把所有一切我们自己工作都放下了。
We also lay aside all our struggles.
不需要你自己来做什么了。
There's no need for you to do anything.
都已经成功了。
The Lord has accomplished it all.
不需要你再自己再计划了。
You don't need to plan.
主耶稣基督他道路已经给我们铺好了。
The Lord has laid the foundation for us.
你只要摸到主，你就摸到了道路。
Once you touch the Lord, you touch the way.
你只要看见主，你就看见那条路路在什么地方。
Once you see the Lord, you see the way.
就是我们的道路。
He's our way.
所以不需要你再随从你自己的意思。
So there's no need to follow your own opinion.
这样做那样做。
Do this and that.
你也不要再寻求你自己喜乐了。
You do not need to seek after your own joy.
主耶稣就是喜乐满足。
Lord Jesus is our joy and satisfaction.
你口已满足了。
Inwardly we're satisfied.
你也不要再说自己的话语了。
You don't need to say your own words.
很多时候我们所说的话都是不仅是闲话，并且废话。
Much of the time, the words we speak are idle words.
是没有用处的话语。
They're useless words.
讲老半天，讲一大堆理由，统统都没用处。
We said a lot of doctrines that are totally useless.
讲很多的道理，统统都是废话。
We give a lot of teachings that are all useless idle words.
你若真是看见主所做的，看见主所成就的。
What he has accomplished.
你就不会看重你在这说讲的。
You will not esteem your own words.
这些都是没有用处的。
These are useless words.
把自己完全放下来了。
We lay aside
ourselves. 因为主耶稣为我成功了一切。
The Lord has accomplished all for us.
一切都是主耶稣基督。
Everything is Lord Jesus.
所有他都给我做好了。
He has done all for us.
我们只要在欢喜快乐来享受。
All we need to do is to be joyful to enjoy all his
good.
Today, this is
这就是我们今天该有的情形啊！
这是 our
所以我们乃是真是那个进入安息的外人、啊。
So、we are those who can enter into rest.
我们是享受安息的外人
呢、
啊。因为主耶稣把所有都给了我们。
The Lord has given us all of His.
我们所需要些统统都给了我们。
All that we need, He has given us.
没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Nothing He withheld.
他说，我们说那一切的工作都做成功了。
He has done all the work.
所有难处都解决了。
All the problems are solved.
不需要你的增长。
You need to,
也不需要你在努力
or strive.
你是要接触到主耶稣基督
Just touch the Lord Jesus Christ.
是要圣灵把主启示在我们里面
As soon as the Holy Spirit reveals Christ within
因为工作就成就在我们身上
That work is done in us
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹这是何等安息的生活
Such a restful living
何等满足的生活
Such a satisfactory living
我们就放下自己一切
So we can lay down our ourselves.
不再去从自己道路。
We do not follow our own way.
不再寻求自己喜乐。
We do not seek our own joy.
不再说自己的私话。
We do not say our idle words.
把自己完全放在一边。
We lay everything of ourselves aside.
我们天天都和主在一起。
Daily we can be with the Lord.
主耶稣就是我们的一切。
Lord Jesus is everything for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那这个时候，
At this moment,
我们就会乘驾在地的高处啊。
We would ride in the heights.
那真是在地若天啊。
It's as though on earth, yet in heaven.
虽然我们人还在地上，
even though we live
但是我们所过的生活就天上的生活。
But our living is one which is
this 这么喜乐，这样满足。
We're so
是这样这样安息啊！
We're so, restful.
所以我们就能驾下乘下地的高处。
And he will make us ride on the heights of the earth.
又以你祖宗雅各的产业养育你。
And you will feed us with the heritage of Jacob our father.
给雅各的产业什么？
What is the heritage of Jacob?
雅各虽然是不好。
Even though Jacob was not a good person.
就像今天在布北机会弟兄姊妹说，我们是个，我们本出生的就是罪人了。
Just as in the table meeting we say So we are a sinner.
我们都像雅各一样。
We're just like Jacob.
按照你光景来说，我们什么都不配的。
According to our condition, we're not worthy.
但是遇到圣的怜悯。
Because of His mercy.
遇到主奇妙的作为。
Because of His amazing work.
啊，不仅是整把雅各分辨出来。
He not only separated Jacob.
并且也允许把迦南美地赐给他。
Also promised the land of Canaan to Jacob.
这个美地那是宽阔流奶。
This good land is a land that is vast and filled with milk and honey.
何等的丰富的之地！
Such a land of abundance.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise God.
我们今天能够享受雅各的产业。
Today we can enjoy the heritage of Jacob.
把我们带到这个迦南美地。
The Lord has brought us to Canaan.
这是宽阔流奶鱼米之地。
It's a vast land filled with milk and honey.
丰富之地。
It's a land with abundance.
个人我们享受。
Becoming our
enjoyment,
becoming our supply.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
有人支持，
这是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵一面光照我们。
On one hand, He enlightens us.
圣灵一面引导我们。
On the other hand, He guides us.
圣灵一面在启示我们。
Thirdly, He reveals to us.
把我们带到这个世界里面。
Leading us all the way into reality.
让主的工作能够成就在我们身上。
So that the work of the Lord can be established in us.
让神的旨意能够在我们身上得成全。
So that the Lord's purpose can be established in us.
让神的家能够得到建立。
So that the house of the Lord can be built.
我们为着主所赐给我们圣灵，我们实在是要感谢赞美他。
For the Holy Spirit whom the Lord has sent, we thank Him.
知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
知道我们的需要。
He knows our need.
他知道我们的黑暗。
He knows our darkness.
他就把圣灵给我们。
So he gives us the Holy Spirit.
光照我们。
Enlightens us.
引导我们。
Guides us.
也来坚固我们。
He strengthens us.
也把神圣的儿子启示在我们里
面。He reveals the Son of God.
叫我们领得安息。
So that we can gain rest.
满了盼望。
And be filled with hope.
荣耀归给主。
The glory be to God.